弟兄姊妹们，各位朋友们，Ladies and gentlemen and all the young people, 你们都好。
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, young people, greetings to you.
我今天非常的高兴能够有机会跟大家一同来崇拜，一同来思想神的话。
I'm very thankful that this afternoon I have this opportunity to share God's word with you.
我今天的更特别的高兴。
Today I'm particularly happy.
这位是我的师母。
This is my wife.
所以她跟我一同来同工。
So we're serving together.
很难得的机会。
This is a good opportunity.
她是在英文堂工作。
So she's working in the English congregation.
所以今天有机会一同来服侍，这个是上帝的恩典。
So this is God's grace that we can serve together today.
今天我跟大家一同来思想的圣经的题目就是活出天父的心。
The topic we're going to talk about today is living out the Father's heart.
基督是我们的奖赏。
And Jesus is our price.
我们的经文就是在希伯来书第十一章三十九到十二章第三节，刚才已经读过了。
The scripture is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11:39 to 12, verse 3.
我们几个月之前呢，是有我们的拆船的年会。
A few months ago, we have our mission month.
我们的主题就是靠近天父的心。
So our theme is to be near our Father's heart.
这个是十月的时候，我们一同来思想什么叫做靠近天父的心。
So this is in October. We're trying to look at how to be near our Father's heart.
那么在十一月的时候呢，我在广东堂里面呢，就继续的把这个题目继续的发展去。
So in November, I also continue to extend this topic with the Cantonese congregation.
不单是靠近天父的心，我们还要活出天父的心。
So more than just being close to the Father's heart, we want to live out our Father's heart.
我们讲的神的诫命不是难守的，因为他给我们力量去守这个诫命。
So we said God's command is not difficult because He has given us strength to keep His commandments.
因为基督他自己就是我们的力量。
Because Christ Himself is our strength.
而且不单单是这样，基督也是爱的源头。
And also Christ is the source of love.
所以我们靠着他就有这个能力去爱人，去侍奉他。
So with Christ, we have this strength to love Him and love other people.
那么欧牧师在第三次在我们广东堂讲到一个基督是我们的荣耀。
And also, Reverend Al shared with us in the Cantonese congregation to say Christ is our glory.
他举了十个在圣经里面的人物。
He listed 10 people from the Bible.
他们都是从不同的背景在这个世界里面的活的。
So they have different backgrounds and then live in there.
可是他们的生命都可以成为上帝的荣耀，去荣耀上帝。
But each of the life can be a glory to the Lord.
因为我们讲到，还有我们讲到，基督是我们完全的平安。
We also mentioned about Christ as our peace.
今天我们要讲最后一次，我也很高兴跟大家一同来分享，就是基督是我们的奖赏。
So today is our last topic, and we talk about Christ is our price.
那圣诞要来了。
So Christmas is coming.
我们都非常的高兴。我看我们都会讲一句Merry Christmas, 圣诞快乐哦。
So many of us will greet each other with Merry Christmas.
可是除了讲这句话，圣诞快乐之外，你有没有想过另外一句话，你可以问大家的呢？
So in addition to saying Merry Christmas, have you thought about another thing that you can ask each other?
这句话就是你还好吗？
So this is saying,
Are you okay?
This is saying, Are you okay?
你说什么意思啊？ Are you okay? 我当然是 okay 啦。
So you say, what do you mean? Of course I'm okay.
大家知不知道圣诞的时候？
Do you know that during Christmas time?
有很多很多人心里面觉得很难过的。
There are many people who actually feel saddened at heart.
在圣诞的时候，很多人会觉得非常的孤单，因为爱他们的人可能已经不在了。
During Christmas, a lot of people feel very lonely because many of the loved ones are no longer here.
当圣诞的时候，大家互相的送礼物的时候，很多人根本的需要都没有办法 有怎么那个送礼物这样呢？
So in Christmas we're trying to exchange gifts, but for many people they don't even have the basic needs. So how can they exchange gifts?
所以我觉得，假如一句话我们可以讲的，除了Merry Christmas, 圣诞快乐之外，我们可以都是用心来问。你还好吗？一切都好吗？
So in addition to greeting each other Merry Christmas, let us try to ask each other to say, Are you okay?
往年轻人呢，你们也可以这样做的。
So young people, you can do that too.
我们不一定要说，圣诞去哪里，到哪里还啊，要什么可以做。
So we don't need to ask, where are you going to do at Christmas? Where are you going?
我们也可以问我们的同学，这个圣诞你 everything okay? 一切都好吗？
So just ask your friends, say, during this Christmas, will you be okay?
你有没有什么地方去啊？没有地方去，可以来到我们这里，我们一同来快快乐乐，来教会里面也可以啊。
If you're not sure where you can go, you can come join us at our church. This will have a good time together.
所以圣诞确实是个好的时间。我们时刻我们可以问候其他的人，把其他人带到主耶稣的面前。
Christmas is a good time for us to greet each other and bring people to Christ.
那我们明白这个之后，我们今天就要问一个问题，另外一个问题。
So after we understand this, now we ask another question.
我们做基督徒的，我们去愿意去爱人的人，有的时候我们自己也会感到灰心跟软弱的。
So sometimes when we say we want to care about other people, but we ourselves will feel discouraged.
你有没有这个感觉？有的时候都觉得自己没有能力，有灰心呢？
Have you ever thought that sometimes you're also discouraged and feel hopeless?
假如我们感到灰心跟软弱，困难的时候，我们应当留意的是什么呢？
If we feel discouraged and then we felt helpless, what are the things that we can pay attention to?
今天神的话来告诉我们，假如我们有这个需要的时候，我们要留意的是什么？就是在圣经希伯来书12章1到2节那里讲的。
So today, if we can be encouraged by God's word found in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 2.
那我们再来读一次，这个是上帝要我们留意的，我们一同来听。我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，我们就当放下各样的重担，脱出容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻善惜辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神的宝座的右边。希伯来书12章1到2节，我们读一次英文。
So we'll read in English, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorned his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们感到灰心的时候，留意的是什么啊？
When we're discouraged, what are the things we're looking at?
上帝对我们说，我们应当知道，我们是在奔那摆在我们前头的路程，我们是在跑路，我们是好像比赛一样，在一条路下面走。
So the Bible mentioned that we should know that right now we are running a race.
假如这个比赛，这个是很长的路程，那么有的时候我们一定会觉得疲乏的呢。
Of course, if it is a race, a long way, then many times we'll get tired.
可是圣经告诉我们，我们明白了这个是一个长的路程的时候，我们就会知道应当怎么样的走，怎么样可以不再灰心，不再软弱，不再疲乏。
So the Bible says, if we understand that this is going to be a long journey, then we'll learn how to not to feel discouraged and tired.
那圣经里面其他的地方，好像在《使徒行传》20章，哥林多前书，这个是第9章，不是第4章，第9章24节，腓立比书提摩太后书都有讲到，我们要走的，现在我们的生命就像好像一条路程，我们要走。
So there are many references in the Bible, Acts chapter 20, 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, Philippians 3, 13 to 14, and 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 to 8, also mentioned that we are all running a race.
那好了，我们 知道之后，我们就问这问题，那么上帝怎么样帮助我们来走这条路程，走这个比赛呢？
So how can God help us to walk this, to run this race?
今天天父要让我们知道，他要我们走这条路，为的就是要我们最后得到在基督来的这个奖赏。
So the most important thing is now we learn that when we run this race, ultimately we want to win that prize.
好了，今天这是十一月了，这一年之后最后一个月。
So today is already December, the last month of the year.
今天是最好的日子，我们一同来检讨一下我们的生命是怎么样，我们跑这个路是跑得怎么样。
So this is the best time for us to look back how far we have run so far.
圣经里面有五方面来鼓励我们继续的。
There are five areas that the Bible encourages us to run this race.
让我们一同来感谢我们的主，让我们明白这五方面。
Let us try to learn from five things.
那第一方面你看是什么呢？
What's the first one?
第一方面就是你知不知道，你明不明白，有没有看见天堂为你为我喝彩等候我们呢？
So the first thing is, have we also remember, can we wake up to the heaven's cheers?
很多时候我们觉得非常的孤单，只有我一个人在跑，只有你一个人在走。
Many times we feel very lonely, we thought, do I am running by myself?
今天圣经告诉我们，原来在天堂里，下面有人在看着我们，为我们鼓掌，为我们鼓励我们，为我们喝彩，等候我们。
But the Bible says actually in heavens that people cheering for us.
那你一同来读这个圣经，希伯来书是十一章三十九到四十节，我一同来读哈。这些人都是因信了得了美好的证据，却未没得就所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事。叫他们若不与我们同的，就不能完全。这个希伯来书十一章三十九到四十节，我们读一次英文。
Hebrews 11:39, they were all commanded for the faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God has planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
这些人是什么人呢？
Who are these people?
这些人就是希伯来书的十一章讲的信心的伟人。
These are the people that in Hebrews chapter 11 talk about.
他们呢是有一些人呢是都是普通人，好像我们一样。不过上帝给了他们很多的恩典，他们工作有美好的果效。
So many of them are just general people, but God has given them many grace, and so they have many, many things that they can accomplish.
可是除了这些人，还有一些人，他们也是信心的伟人。
But there are also many men of faith.
上帝也给了他们很多的恩典。
God has given them many grace.
不过上帝给他们的恩典就是给他们的这个能力去经历各方面的困难困难的甚至命也没有了，上帝也给了他们这个恩典来经历这事。
So God has given them grace so that they can face many persecutions, struggles, and even sometimes they will give up the faith.
圣经说就是有国效的受苦的都是有信心的人，都是上帝所爱的人。
So there are many people, men of faith, they may suffer, they may also have benefit, but these are all loved by God.
好了，他们已经跑完他们的路。
They have finished the race.
所以他们因信已经有了美好的证据。
So they have already accomplished what they have done.
可是这里说他们还仍未得着所应许的。
But the Bible says there are certain things they have not accomplished yet.
他们说上帝所应许他们的是什么呢？
What are the promises from God?
上帝所应许他们的要得到这个冠冕，这个新的身体，这个荣耀的这个生命。
So the promise is that we have the crown of righteousness, and also we have a new life.
请你留意，他们已经跑完了，跑得很好，可是他们还没有得到这个冠冕。
The Bible says they have finished the race, but they have not gained the crown yet.
原来上帝说，他为我们预备更美的事，叫他们要等我们一同，我们也跑完了，一同来得着上帝的奖赏。
So God is saying that because they have a bigger bigger crown, so they're waiting for us together to receive this prize.
哎，我们现在明白了，我们以前以为他走他的路啊，他有他的路，我有我的路，所以他好好的走他的，我也好好的走他了。他走完了，到了奖赏，到我走了，我得了奖赏。这是原来不是这样的。
So now we understand. In the past, we think that you run your way, I run my way, so you get your prize, I get my prize. But actually, that's not the case.
原来我们都是跟历代历世的基督徒一同来走这个借力的赛。
So actually, we are running a relay with people from the history.
大家都明白什么叫做借力赛relay 啊
？So do you know what is a relay?
就是我跑一段路。
So it is I will run a certain part.
我跑完之后，我把这个是什么？这个棒啊，交给其他人就走了。
So after I run a certain distance, I pass my baton to the next person.
我走完之后，我就站在旁边把它给你了。他又走，他走完之后，走到旁边就交给你。大家都是都是在走一个的赛跑，就是这个 relay， 这个是接力。
So this relay, we are running the same race. Just that I run the part, I pass the baton to you. You continue to run, you pass the next person. We are running the same race.
上帝的心意就是我们大家都把这个比赛，我们要跑的都跑完之后，就一同来到上帝的面前，接受他给我们的荣耀的冠冕。
So when we all accomplish together, when we finish the race, we'll come together and we receive that crown of glory.
圣经说对我们说啊，我们既有这是许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，这是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean when we say we're surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses?
就是在天堂上面有很多爱主的人，可能是你所爱的，已经离开了你呢，我所爱的离开了我们的圣经的人，他们在上面看着我们，为我们鼓掌，快快快，跑跑跑，好，就是这样。
So there are many people in heaven, the one that loved us departed, but right now they're in heaven, they're cheering for us, they say, run, run, run.
感谢主，有人说，没有人明白我的苦难，没有人 ，nobody knows the trouble I see， 没有人知道我的困难，只有我自己一个是错的。
So this is wrong to say nobody knows understand the trouble I've seen. This is wrong.
上帝上面有很多的人来看着你，看着我。
There are many people with God cheering for us.
他说不要怕，我们跑完了，现在是你，你把你要跑的路好好的跑完，我们在等候你。
So you say, fear not, I have accomplished my race. You need to run yours. I'm waiting for you here.
确实不单单是上面有人为我们打气。地下，你弟兄姊妹们，我们也跟大家来打气，来鼓励大家。
So we're not just waking up to the heavens cheers. We can have people encouraging one another.
我请你看看你左边、右边的人，看看他。
So look to the people to the right, to the left.
哎，你为他来鼓掌可以吗
？Can you cheer、
okay.
for them?
All right.
Clap for them. Clap for each other.
哎，我是鼓励你，你是鼓励我。
So、
我们要快跑这条上帝为我们预备的路。
So we encourage one another to run this race together.
感谢主，第一天堂为我们喝彩，为我们等候我们弟兄姊妹们又为我打气，我还要怕什么呢
？So praise God, we have heaven's cheer. We also have brothers and sisters cheering for us. What do I have to fear?
可是这个不是，当然是这样。还有第二方面，不但是看见天堂为我喝彩来等候我。
So this is more than wake up to heaven's cheers.
那么我今天我自己在走这条比赛的时候，我们要小心，我们要除去阻拦我自己的阻碍。
And also when we're running here now, we need to clear up the hassles.
什么叫做这个障碍是什么意思呢
？So what are those hassles?
那我们知道我们信了耶稣之后
，So after we have become a Christian,
我们知道信耶稣不是单单说可以做这个不能够做这个，信耶稣不是信一个的宗教，不是这个 yes。Do this, not do this, 不是这样的。
So we know that accepting Christ is not a religion to say do this and don't do that.
所以信了耶稣之后，也不是常常问， 我做这个好不好啊？这个是不是犯罪？那个是不是犯罪？我做了什么？这个是犯罪吗？圣经怎么样讲？不是这样的。
So after we accept Christ, it's not that we're always trying to say, is it sinful to do this? Is it sinful to do that? But this is not what the Bible teaches.
我信耶稣就是一个的关系。
So I accept Christ is a relationship with Him.
我跟他有关系的。
So we have a relationship.
他是我的太太啊，我是他的丈夫。
So we husband and wife.
哎，我们有这个关系，是不是我常常要问他，我有没有得罪你啊？我有没有犯罪啊？我有什么做错、啊？是不是这样问他的？不是这样的嘛。
So if we have a good relationship, we do not have to ask each other, have I done something wrong? Is it wrong to do this?
所以我们属于上帝的人呢，我们应该常常的问，不是问我这个做法有没有错。
So if we belong to God, we do not need to ask all the time, say, is it wrong to do this?
我有没有犯罪？
Have I sinned?
我又问的就是问我现在做的一切会不会叫我有对上帝能够带给上帝对上帝有更大的信心。
So what we need to ask is say, whatever I'm doing now, will it build up my faith to the Lord?
更大的对主的爱心。
So my greater love to God.
更大的圣洁。
And also more pure purity.
更大的勇气去跟随他。
More courage to follow him.
更谦卑，更忍耐，更有志气来跟随他。
More humble, more patience, and more self-control.
换一句话，我们一同来跑这个天路的时候，我们要问的问题就是：我怎么样去跑，才能够更多的讨我的主的喜悦？
So the most important thing is when we're running this race, the thing we need to ask is, what did I have to do to be pleasing to the Lord?
那圣经说有两方面呢是会拦阻我们跑得好的。
There may be two obstacles for us.
一个叫做重担。
The one is called weights.
Weight 就是这个英文的意思，一切的重担就是第一方面。
So the first thing is weights.
那个重担呢，不一定是罪。
So、the weights may not necessarily be sin.
重担可能是我们的做的其他的事情呢，是阻碍我们是跑一条头的路。
So this weights may not be sin, but just obstacles to block us.
你想一想，你在跑的时候，你有的背囊是重重的背着很多的东西的。
So when you're running, do you carry a knapsack with heavy things?
你怎么会跑得好呢？
How can you run good? Well,
假如你说我没有这个背囊，可是我的口袋里面装满了很多很多很重的事，很重的东西。
So maybe you say, I don't carry a knapsack, but I put a lot of things in my pockets.
我怎么能够跑得好呢？
How can I run well?
我的袋子里面有很多最好的电话。
So maybe I have the best cell phone here.
我常常说拿着我的电话，这个是我最重要的。我每天每个时刻我都看着这个。
So every moment I have to check my phone because it's very important.
现在有人说有一个叫做低头一族。
So right now there's a saying to say we are all 低头
低头一族就是常常就是这样的哈哈。
So we all looking down, yeah, yeah.
常常是这样啊。Yeah. 假如我常常是低头一族，我怎么能走这条天路啊？
So we, if we always, or we call it a head down generation, then how can we run this race?
所以除去这个障碍的时候，这个障碍第一个就是看看我们有没有知不知道是什么的重担拦阻我们跑这个天路。
So we need to understand what are some of the rates that the obstacle, those becomes an obstacle.
那圣经说有一切的重担，这是第一个的障碍。可是真的有一个我们叫做纠缠不休的罪，都是有的。
So also, of course, there are also sins that became our obstacles.
那我们知道我们信了耶稣之后，我们跟罪是分开的。
So for those of us accepted Christ, we're supposed to be separated from sin.
那么为什么我们很多时候我们都会有这个引诱去引诱去犯罪呢？
So why is that we always have this temptation to sin?
很多人都不明白为什么圣经说有的时候我们心里面愿意我们可以不做，不愿意的我们去做。
So many times we say the things we want to do, I don't do. The things I hate, I do.
我明明已经信了耶稣了，为什么还有这一种的挣扎呢？
So I have accepted Christ already. Why do I still have such struggles?
可是圣经很清楚地讲给我们听，我们每一个人信了耶稣的人都有两个的性情的。
Because the Bible says for those of us who accepted Christ, we have two natures.
是 two nature 两个性情，一个叫做老我。
So one is the old nature.
这是我以前还没有信耶稣的时候那个 老我这个 old nature.
The old nature is before I accepted Christ.
一个就是圣灵给我们的一个新的一个性性情性情，就是这个 new nature.
So then we have a new nature.
所以这个两个 nature 呢，两个性情在我们生命里面呢，常常有这个争斗，所以我们常常有的时候是有这个挣扎的这个意思。
So we always have struggle because there's always a fight between my old nature and my new nature.
那么怎么样我们才要离开这个罪，我们可以专心的走这条路呢？
How can we concentrate to run this race and away from all the sins?
有一个信主的印第安人的酋长，他讲得好。
There is an Indian chief. He said that.
啊，在他们印第安人的住的地方，他们养了很多狗的。
So where they live, they raise many many dogs.
啊，这个酋长呢，就解析给他的儿子知道，为什么心里面常常有这一种的挣扎的。
So he's trying to explain to the children why there are struggles.
他说：“儿子啊，我们信了耶稣的人，这两种的性情呢，都会有这个争斗。
So yes, for those who accepted Christ, we have two natures struggling.
这好像有两条的狗在打架。
So it's just like two dogs fighting with each other.
啊，一条是好狗，一条是坏的狗。
So one is a good dog, the other is a bad dog.
啊，他们在这打架了。
So they fight with each other.
那儿子就问爸爸，那么两条狗来打架，哪一条狗赢啊？
So then he said, with these two dogs fighting, who will win finally?
啊，爸爸很聪明的解析给儿子知道。
So the father explained to him.
爸爸说，哪一条狗你喂它更多的，它就赢了。
Oh, so for the dog, you feed him more, he's going to win.
你给他更多的食物，喂他多一点的时候，他就赢了。
If you give him more food, feed him more, he's going to win.
你给这个多，这个就喂他多一点，这个就赢了。你喂这条狗多一点，这条狗就赢了。
So if you help this one more, this one will win. But if you feed this one more, this one will win.
儿子就明白了。
So the son now understands.
他的爸爸是不是就是圣经所讲的？
So this is it what from the Bible?
体贴的意思是不是啊？
So what does that mean to pay attention?
Yeah, 假如我体贴这条狗，这个恶狗，这个坏的狗，这个狗就得胜。我体贴这个好的狗，这个狗就得胜，是不是这个意思啊？
So if I pay attention to this dog, look after him, he will win. But if I pay attention to this one, look after him, he will win.
爸爸说，就是你体贴圣灵的时候，你常常思想圣灵的时候，圣灵就给你这个能力得胜。你常常一体贴这个肉体的时候，常常在思想肉体的事的时候，这个肉体就得胜了。
So the father said yes. So if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will lead us to win. But if we pay attention to our physical body, this part is going to pull you down.
这个就是能够帮助我们除去这个拦阻我们的障碍了。
So these are the things we have to clear up all the hassles.
你的重担是什么？是什么事情能够叫你觉得走这个基督徒的路是困难的？你知道这个 weight 这个重担是什么呢？
What are some of the weights that you have that make your journey difficult?
你也知不知道你是常常喂这个老我的狗，还是在喂这个新的我的狗了？
So are you always feeding your old nature, or are you now feeding your new nature?
这个是第二件事。第三件事，圣经让我们知道的就是我们要遵心奔跑神给我们的路程。
The third thing we need to say is to get up and run.
圣经说全心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So here it says we need to run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
原来每一个人，上帝都给我们一条的路给我们去走的。
Because God has marked out a race for each one of us.
没有错，这个是一个的接力赛。
Yes, it is a relay.
可以接力赛里面，到我走的时候，我走的路可能跟你的不一样的。
So in this relay, what I have to run may not be the same as yours.
很多时候我们都是不喜欢自己的路，我愿意走其他人的路。
Many times I don't like my own race, I want the other part.
有的时候我说我的男朋友，我的女朋友说他喜欢我走这条路，我就说好了，我就走你叫我走那条路了。
So many times, maybe because of our friends, they would say, I want you to run this race. And they say, okay, I'll follow you.
上帝不给你能力，不会帮助你走其他人叫你走的路的。
So it's God would not give you the strength to run the race marked out by other people.
他要我们走他为我们预备的路。
So he wants us to run the race that he has marked out for us.
我们大家都知道，在赛跑的时候，我们走的时候，我们就是专心的走我们这条线，在这条线上面走，我们不是往旁边。往左边右边的。
So we know that when we run the race, we have a certain line to follow. We do not look left and right.
所以我们就问我们是不是你是不是我是不是专心的来奔跑神给我们的路程呢
？So are we running the race with one focus?
还是我们不顺眼啊？就是其他人不好，我都常常的批评，我自己也不走，单单的批评，是不是这样的
？Or are we just trying to criticize other people? We just do this and that, and we refuse to run.
求主帮助我们能够专心的跑我们的路。
I pray that God will help us to focus and run.
那么第四方面呢，就是要思念我们信心的创始者跟完成者耶稣。
The fourth one is to say, look up to what Christ has done for me.
因为圣经说，我们要仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣。
Because here the Bible says we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, is the author and perfecter of our faith.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看这个羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
要跑得好，要喜乐的跑，我们一定要思念为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣。
So if we want to run a good race, we need to look up to what Christ has done for us.
什么叫做思念？什么叫做仰望耶稣呢
？What does that mean to look up to Christ?
第一就是要注视耶稣。
The first one is to say we have the right focus.
Focus 这个就是。看清清楚楚的看你要看的你要跟着就注视耶稣
The focus is now you pay attention to one particular point
那圣经里面给我们很多的例子很多的伟人叫我们去跟这个伟人学一个榜样
There are many men of faith in the Bible that we need to learn from the examples
可是圣经里面没有叫我们要注视这些伟人
But the Bible did not say we have to fix our eyes on them
啊，就是只有注视 fix our eye only on Jesus 就是只有看耶稣
So you say only focus on Jesus
我看 有一些的信耶稣的人呢他们注视的不是耶稣乃是注视的是他们很尊敬的传道人
So sometimes for Christians we may not put our focus on Christ we only focus in on some good pastors
那这个传道人真的是非常的好的
So indeed they are very good pastors
可是他们只是我们的榜样不是叫我们去崇拜他们
But these are only examples but not for us to worship them
所以我们不要说这个传道人说这个我就这样做说那个我就做那个我们看的不是人我们看的是注视耶稣
So we need to focus on Jesus and do not say oh because this pastor said this thing I will follow him
好为什么我们要注视耶稣呢因为我们要从耶稣的身上是学校他
Why do we need to focus on Jesus because we want to learn from his examples
那耶稣是我们信心的创始者
Because Jesus is the Creator of our faith.
因为我们今天有这种生命是因为他给我们他的救恩持着十字架给我们他的救恩所以我们的信心的路程就是由他来开始的
So he is the author of our faith because of his sacrifice on the cross.
那么怎么样我们能够完成我们要走的路呢我们要跟耶稣来学了
So we need to follow Jesus in order to complete our race.
在耶稣的一生里面有没有人对他很多的批评啊
So through Jesus' life, have he been criticized by people?
有没有人对他很多的攻击啊
？There are attacks.
有没有误会啊
？Misunderstanding.
很多的引诱啊。
Many temptations.
耶稣都一一的懂得怎么样去面对，能够怎么样去经历这些得胜。
So Jesus was able to win over all these difficulties.
所以我们这圣经叫我们是仰望耶稣，就是跟他来学怎么样活我们今天的生命。
So when we say fix our eyes on Jesus, is to follow his example to live our lives.
最后，耶稣经历的最大的羞辱就是被钉死在十字架上。
The biggest shame that Jesus has suffered is to be nailed on the cross.
这个是非常非常痛苦的事。
It is a painful experience.
可是圣经说，他因那摆在他前面的喜乐，就轻看这个羞辱。
So he said because he can see the joy in front of him, so he does not pay attention to this, suffering.
透过我们从耶稣身上去学的就是我们要轻看现在的痛苦，乃看重将来有的荣耀。
So the important thing is, these are the things that right now when we're suffering is not important. The most important thing is the future glory.
英文有一句话 minimize.The present pain.
So this is in English.
轻看 yeah.
Minimize the present pain.
Yeah. Maximize the future gain.
这个是 maximize the future gain.
你轻看现在的困难苦难。
So minimize the present pain.
看重将来要来的得着的荣耀。
And then we can see the future again.
Future gain, yeah. 耶稣就是这样了。
This is what Jesus has done.
可是一个人要懂得解样，轻看现在的，看重将来的，一定要有这个视野，这个 perspective， 应该有这个 perspective 才能够看得清楚嘛。
So if we need to learn how to minimize certain things and maximize the other thing, we need to have the perspective of.
假如有人还没有耶稣基督的，还不知道将来是怎么样的，哪有这个视野，哪有这个 perspective 呢？
So if you have not accepted Jesus, you do not know the future glory. How can you have this perspective?
所以，假如你没有这个将来的看法，没有这个要来的荣耀的时候，看来看去都是现在的痛苦。
Without the future glory, all we focus is also the present pain.
所以，没有耶稣的人是很可怜的。
So it is pitiful without Christ.
弟兄姊妹们一定要把耶稣的爱跟他们分享，让他们也知道现在这个痛苦比将来从耶稣基督来到的荣耀，这个是很小的事，虽然是很痛苦。
It is so important to share this love with your friends because whatever we have, the present pain compared to the future glory.
我们知道，我知道你们每一个走的路不是容易。
Of course, most of us, the journey we went through is not easy.
今天我讲到的时候，有人对我说：“你要让弟兄姊妹们清楚的，你要讲出来，清楚的让他们知道你是明白他们是多么的痛苦。”
So some person remind me that when we share, we need to understand we have gone through some difficulties.
我说我知道，我一定会这样讲。不过
，So I said I understand. I will say it. However.
我要弟兄姊妹们都明白，不要把这个注意力都是放在现在这个困难当中。
I want all brothers and sisters to understand, do not focus on our present pain.
因为我们是走这个比赛，是走这个路程。
Because we are running a race, a journey.
耶稣已经对我们说过，你要多多的仰望我。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，我就帮助你能够度过这一切的困难的。
So the Bible says, if we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, He will enable us to run this race.
亲爱的朋友、弟兄、姊妹们，现在你看重的是什么呢
？So what is your focus right now, brothers and sisters?
是不是叫你最痛苦的、最难过的，就是这个？你常常都看着这个吗
？Are you always focusing on the most painful experience?
我们认识耶稣的人，让我们尝试是。注视耶稣，那学校耶稣给我们的力量，怎么样能够得胜这一切
？So for those who have Christ in us, we should focus on Jesus and look forward to that future glory.
我听过一个见证。
I have heard an witness.
以前有一个人，他是赌徒啊 ，gambler.
I have heard a testimony by a gambler.
啊，他是又看他喝酒的。
Is alcoholic.
他性情是很可怕的。
So it's always is a rough character.
他是一个赛狗啊。这个dog race 哈
，we also have involved in dog racing
啊，就是这样赌啊，赌这个是赌狗的
，it's a kind of gambling
哈啊，是很可怕的一个人
It is a very terrible person.
保罗有一次他听了福音之后他信了耶稣。
So after he heard the gospel, he accepted Christ.
很奇怪，他信了耶稣很短的时间。
So within a very short period,
竟然把一切的以前的错的地方、可怕的地方，这个罪都是很快的就能够改了。
So he within a short period he can actually change, take away all the characters from before.
有一次他参加他后来参加了教会之后，在教会里面带了很多人信耶稣。
So he joined a church and he also brought many people to Christ.
有人就问他。
So some people asked him,
小弟兄啊,
a brother,
叫做小弟兄，因为他刚刚信耶稣，小弟兄啊。
So he said, young
brother, 为什么你的生命的改变是那么的奇妙，那么快就能够有这个改变呢？
How can it be so wonderful? You have such a big change within such a short period.
那小弟兄就很谦卑的，我跟大家讲，因为我有过一个的经验。
So he said, I want to share with you, I have an experience.
你们知道我以前是赌钱的，是赛狗的吗？
So you know that I am a gambler, I invest in dog racing.
好，我有两条狗。
I have two dogs.
他们都是赛狗跑的啊，
的狗。So I train them for dog racing.
好，对了，我就是训练他们呢，是这跑的最好的。
So I try to train them to run the race.
他说我这一种的赛狗呢，他们吃的要吃特别的食物才能够身体啊壮健。
So in order for them to gain all the muscle, they have to eat certain food.
啊，这一类的酒的狗呢，也不能够常常的跟其他狗打架，伤害自己的身体。
So they cannot fight with other dogs, not to hurt themselves.
所以他说我很小心的是去训练他们的，使他们常常去跑的。
So I spend a lot of time to train them, to take them out for a race.
他说我每一天的晚上，我都是放他们出外，跟他们一同来跑的。
So every evening I take them out, I run with them.
啊，他们自己的跑，我也跟着他们跑。
So they run and I follow them.
他们说你们知道狗是怎么样的呢？
So do you understand something about dogs?
他说狗呢，他去外的时候，他能够怎么的敏感的嗅见哈？
哦，
怎么讲？好，他到处都是很多的食物啊，骨头啊，在街上都很多这些的。
So because of this dog, while they're running, they keep smelling and then they find many many other food.
他说狗就是狗，他们看见的时候，他们就会吃这个东西的。
So because the nature is dog, when they can smell it, they will go and get the food.
不单单是这样，狗的还喜欢打架的。
So also they like to fight.
所以我放他们出来的时候，有其他的狗经过的时候，他们跑过去打了。
So if I let them out, then there are other dogs running around. They'll start fighting.
他说我不能够怨我的狗是这样。
So I said I do not want them to be like that.
他说我做几件事情。
So I have done a few things.
说的第一，我就叫他们的名字。
So the first is I call the names.
啊，什么什么叫做狗的名字啊
？So I just call the names.
什么什么的名。
So say so and so.
啊，看着我，看着我，叫做狗看着他。
So he just said, look at me, look at me.
他一直的叫他们的名字，看着我，看着我，一直的跑。
So while he's running, he says, so and so, look at me.
啊，那只狗的就是看着自己的主人呢、啊。那主人说，看着他，主人应该跑了，他们就跟着跑了，不打架，不吃这个街上面这个食物了。
Because they've been trained to look at the master, so when he's running, the dog just follow him and not looking at other food.
他说很多年我都是这样训练我两条狗。
So I spent many years. That's the way I train them.
我叫他们的名字。
Well, I call the names.
我叫他们说 eyes on me, eyes on me, 看着我，看着我。
So I call them and say eyes on me, eyes on me.
我就一直的走。一直的跑，一面就这样说：“看着我，看着我，什么什么名字？看着我，看着我。”
So when I run, I say eyes on me, eyes on me, and then they follow me.
他说：“当我信了耶稣之后。”
So after I have accepted Christ,
我就明白什么叫做仰望为我们信心，唱指城中的耶稣。
Then I now understand what does that mean to fix our eyes on the author and perfecter of faith.
看着他，看着他。
It is eyes on him.
这个小弟兄说。
So he said,
我知道在做基督徒啊，我们有很多大的事情、小的事情都可以引起很多的争论、批评的。
So it's true that as a Christian, there may be small things, big things that can have controversial.
可是教会里面可能都有这个事情的。
It may happen in the church as well.
可是他，我都记住一句的话。
But I always remember this.
看着我的主 ，eyes on Jesus, eye on Jesus. 我常常就是鼓励我自己。
So I always encourage myself, eyes on Jesus, eyes on Jesus.
所以可能是这个原因，我发觉我很快就离开我以前的一些不好的习惯、不好的罪，能够专心的仰望我的主。
Because of this, very quickly I can.Put away all the things that hinders me. I just want to focus on Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们啊
，Dear brothers and sisters，
现在令你最觉得不开心的，你心里面觉得最重的这个困难，这个不高兴的事，是什么呢
？What are the things that make you sad and burdened？
你愿意在耶稣的面前把它放下，专心的仰望你的主吗
？So you're willing to now come, focus on Jesus, and put down all these burdens.
不再要为一些不是重要的事情来打了。
So no need to fight over small things.
有一些我们不应该处理的，都不是好的事情，我们不如吃了。
So if the things we're not supposed to touch, then don't touch it.
不要好像这个狗，不要吃这个街上面这个很多很多的。其他的事
Just like the dogs, they don't need to eat all the food lying around.
专心地跟着我们的主跑了
Focus on Jesus, focus on him.
这个就是能够成功地跑完我们这个接力赛
This is how we can finish our relay.
所以今天我们知道第一，我们知道天堂在等候我们，为我们喝彩
The first thing now we learn is to wake up to heaven's cheers.
我们知道我们自己也要努力，是除去拦阻我们的障碍
We also need to learn how to clear up the hassles.
我们也要专心走我们的路程
We also need to get up and run.
要思念为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣
And look up to what Christ has done for me.
那么最后，我们就可以延展我将要得到的奖赏跟喜乐。
So finally, now we can heads up to receive the prize.
那保罗说过两句话，给我们一个的鼓励。
So Paul has said two things to encourage us.
怎么样得到奖赏了
？How to get the prize？
我们一同来念帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。我们一同来读：我们的盼望跟喜乐，并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们的主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十九到二十节，还有一段在提摩太后书第四章的，我们就来读：主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也不救我进他的天国。愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。提摩太后书四章十八节，我们读一次英文呢，可以吗
？So there are two passages. The first one is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 19 to 20. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when He comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy. And also in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18.The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen.
保罗说，大家留意第一段圣经说，他们我，你跟我们，你跟我，我们一同的努力的时候，我们都可以得到奖赏的。
So what Paul is saying that if we work hard together, we are all going to get the prize.
可是他说这个奖赏不是当然我自己跑得好。
This prize is not just I can run a good race.
他说，当我得这个奖赏的时候，有很多人，你们都在我旁边，都成为我的喜乐啊，成为我的荣耀，成为我们的荣耀。
So said for the people around me, you become my joy, my hope.
他的意思就是，不是他单单一个人跑跑跑跑，乃是他用他的生命去影响其他的人，让他们都一同来跑。
So the important thing is not that I myself going to run, is I'm going to influence the people around me. We'll all come together. We'll all run the race.
弟兄姊妹们，你现在在影响谁呀？谁是你爱他，帮助他，帮助他们，也可以一同走这条路，是谁呀？
So who are the people right now you are influencing? Who are the people you encourage them to run along?
圣经说，我们是要这样用今生的时间。来跑这条路的时候，要带很多很多人来到神的面前，让他们也 明白上帝的爱的。
So yes, we need to influence other people to run this race together to understand God's love.
我读书的时候，我就明白古时的时候，就希腊的时候，他们赛跑的时候是怎么样赛跑的。
So I remember when I study, I remember in Egypt how they run the race.
Greece, 他们是怎么样？那通常呢，赛跑的是你用最快的时间达到终点呢，那就是最好了。
So the race usually is used the shortest time to arrive.
可是在希腊的在赛跑的时候，他们是一的赛跑的时候，的手是拿着一个火炬的。
So in Greek, when they run the race, they also hold a torch.
好，这个就有这个火在这里啊，一路走，一路拿着这个 torch 这个火把了。
So they run and also they hold on to a torch.
所以条件就是他们达到终点的时候。
So when they at the end of the race,
他们要最快那个人能够。找到终点，可是他的火不能够熄灭的。
When you arrive at the shortest time, this torch would need to be still with the fire burning.
Yeah. 换句话说，你跑得最快是你，可是你的火炬，它还有的火已经熄了，就没有了。
So even though you're the fastest one, but if it's extinguished, then you did not win the race.
这个就是空的一个的跑了。
This is an empty race.
我觉得我们一直的跑，一直的拿着这个，上帝用这个火，要我们要燃点其他人的生命的。
So when we're running this race, we have this torch. We are now to go in to light up each other.
假如你跑的时候，你的火炬是 burn out 的，是没有火的，那有什么意思呢
？So if your torch is no longer burning, then there's meaningless.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，在今天我们做一个决定。我们说我们要重新的来跑这条的路。
So brothers and sisters, let us make this decision to say we are going to run this race together.
两个问题我们要问自己的。
Two questions that we have to ask ourselves.
我开始了什么，却没有完成的是什么呢
？What have I committed and have not finished?
好，我开始了，我愿意做的，可是我到了一半我就停了。是什么呢
？Something I have committed, I started, but what are the things I have not finished?
会不会我信了主，可是我一直不愿意？去洗礼，我说等一等，等一等，等一等，信了主，我都没有完全做这个洗礼呢。
Maybe I've accepted Christ, but I did not want to get baptized. I would say, oh, I'll wait a little bit.
我说我愿意参加团契，我信了主，我愿意参加团契小组，可是一直也没有去。
I said I'll join a small group, I'll join a fellowship, but I have never done it.
太多借口了。
So there are many excuses.
冬天下雪不来。
So if the winter is it because of snow, I cannot come.
春天要种花也不来。
I cannot come because in spring I need to plant flowers.
夏天旅行不来。
I need to go away for vacation in summer.
秋天孩子想学了不来。
秋天是什么？
秋天呢？
久没有啊。
秋
天so in the autumn time, the children need to go to school, so I cannot come.
十月、十一月通常是最好的日子去团契了。
So we say, okay, October, November is good time to join the fellowship.
可是那个时候机票是最便宜，回中国是最好啊。
So, but then we say, okay, the flying back to Hong Kong and China, this is the cheapest flight.
好了，十二月来了，圣诞哪有时间去教会？
December, I have no time to go to church.
一年复一年的，我是基督徒，我希望参加团契有这个 fellowship, 可是我永远都没有去。
So year after year, I say I'm going to join a small group. I'm going to join the fellowship.
拦阻你，
I have never committed.
拦阻你爱主，拦阻你。燃点其他人的生命，爱其他人的是什么呢
？So what are the things that's holding you back to light up each other？
求主把他的爱在一起，在圣诞的时候，让耶稣基督的爱能充满我们。
May God's love fill us again during this Christmas time。
让我们活出天父的心。
So that we can live out our Father's heart。
他的心意就是我们每一个人都走完我们要走的路。
So His heart is that each one of us will finish our race。
得到基督给我们的奖赏。
And to get the prize that Christ has prepared for us。
愿神祝福国语堂的众弟兄姊妹们，小朋友、大朋友啊，都在神的面前得着神的奖赏。
May God bless you all, that whether you're big or small, young and old, you'll all gain the prize that Christ has prepared for us.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，求你恩待我们国语堂。我们都是愿意爱你的一船的人，可是有的时候我们开始了， 我们还没有完成。求主帮助我们明白我们是走这个 的接力的赛，让我们努力的走我们要走的路。谢谢天堂为我们来打气来鼓励，谢谢你帮助我们，我们需要明白什么需要拿开的拦阻，也谢谢你让我们知道你为我们预备的路是最好的，我们就走你为我们预备的路。要求主帮助我们常常仰望我们的主，看住耶稣，看住耶稣， minimize 现在的难处， maximize 你要给我们的恩典。求主帮助我们，帮助我们跑的时候，跑到终点的时候，我们的火炬还是燃点着，荣耀我们的主。听我们的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名而求， Amen。